Well, it's definitely personal for Bob. He got his butt kicked down in San Antonio at a bar.
I was just trying to make sure I had my last read that I have.
Are you ready to go?
Yeah, well, I'm making sure. I forgot. Like, what's my last read? Just make sure.
Hugh's locking in. Final hour of the show, everybody.
Hey, man, Kyle, what's my last read? I got
that would be a Maribeth, sir. Yeah, don't worry about it for now. We'll get it worked out in the break. Saying,
we got some time. No, we got
respect,
some time.
Respect his service, but that was a lot to digest. Like the story took too long to get there.
Well, he was in the army, and then he got beat up. Now he's a barber.
Listen, man, I got ADD. So. You gotta make it quick.
Those guys get their time though. They've served.
Yeah, you definitely get it.
Especially today.
No doubt, he gets his time. But
he's a veteran and he hates the Cowboys. I mean, that's a kind of combination.
That's a good combo.
It's a very good combo on a day like this.
Got these reads.
Yeah,
that I need
you got them ready to roll.
Wait, not really.
No,
okay,
but you don't need them right now. You don't need them right now.
Well, I just want to make sure.
We'll get to them as we'll get to all your phone calls as well. Yep, we'll get to them. Right now though, we have to make some time on our show for our next guest. Rob Gronkowski.
Big Gronk.
He's about to sit down and join us here. And he's doing some great things with USAA to gift vehicles to deserving Army and Navy families ahead of the Army-Navy game. So we'll ask Gronk about that, what he's got going on here in the city of Boston. Obviously coming back to a place he was a tremendous player in his day. Rob Gronkowski sitting
Gronk.
Down with us
perfect
right now.
Time,
Gronk,
brother. Perfect
on
time.
On with
What's
the Midday
up,
Show. How are you, man?
Gronk is
Obviously, he's the man up here in New England. But
I'm
Gronk,
the man everywhere.
You're the
brother.
Man everywhere. The question I want to ask you is this. How many phone calls have you gotten this year to come back and play football?
It was just two at the beginning of the season, and that's all. It was like before the season started. It was in like spring or whatever, like in March or April. But I shut it down right away,
Now I'm curious. Who called you?
Oh, man. Who called me? I talked about it yesterday, actually. I had a little media tour.
Okay.
I was on part of my take, whatever, with the Barstool guys, and they asked me, and it was the Giants because of Coach Dable.
Okay.
I mean, he wants me to come back. He wanted the two tight end set. He was my favorite coach, too, having position coach. Great guy, head coach of the Giants now. And he's like, you and Darren Waller, come on. And I'm like, Coach, you know it's a long shot, but I appreciate the offer. And then another tie-in was the Raiders. They gave a little shout-out to me before the season.
Okay.
But I shot it down, man. You know, when your mind's not there, I knew I was retired this year, or I'm retired for good. So I was like, appreciate, you know, boosting my ego and giving me a call, but I'm all set.
That's a beautiful thing, Joe. To be able to still play, still have phone calls, people calling, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, Ron.
I mean, the tight end market's kind of not that great. So I think I'll always get a call.
That'll be fun. Like, how long those calls last. Rob, we're excited to talk to you here, and we're going to get to what you're doing here, which is a great, really great cause. Rob, what are you seeing with the Eagles right now? Best record, but last week was humbling
like
for us.
Like they're leaking oil a little bit.
Yeah,
that
we got
really
smacked.
Oh, crap. Yeah, I am on the Philadelphia radio
You are.
Oh, man, that's a little weird being on the Philly radio.
Why is it weird, though, dog? That was a long time ago.
You know, first off, I just want to say you guys should thank me because we gave you guys a Super Bowl when you guys beat us. You know, we allowed that game. We allowed you guys to
win.
We wanted to share what it was like to win a Super Bowl for the city of Philly.
You know what, Gronk?
So I'm still waiting for my thank you.
that is real disrespectful, but it ain't a whole lot that I can say because even when we played y'all before, when I was there, we didn't beat y'all. So
that's right. The Patriots.
Well, you ain't got to – no, you didn't have to rehash
you were on that team too.
No, wait
right?
a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Oh,
we ain't got to do this.
Why'd you bring that one up?
Let's
just keep talking about the one in 2017.
Here's the thing.
I was giving you guys props.
There's an unwritten rule that when you're in the presence of a Super Bowl champion, even though you know you play in the league, they get the big piece of chicken, man. It's just how it is, you know, because how many NFC championship rings have you seen or any championship ring
You
seen? Everybody wears Super Bowl rings. As a matter of fact, Bobby Hamilton, big good friend of mine, we played together with New York. He won a couple of there with you guys. So, yeah, it's one of those things, man. It's just a little uncomfortable when you're sitting in the room with a Super Bowl champion knowing that you ain't get one.
So I got to give Bronk
his prop.
You brought it up. What was that game like?
Because
you played in a lot of Super Bowls, right? And you played in different kinds of games. But that game with Foles and Brady, that was an amazing shootout.
That was a shootout. That was one of the best offensive games in Super Bowl history. It was one of the best games in Super Bowl history. I mean, it was going back and forth the whole entire game. I mean, we had over 600 yards on offense. And then Philadelphia had how many yards on offense? Like 530
something
around there.
It felt like a college football game.
And then it was a college football game. All the play action that was going on, all the trick plays that were happening as well. Obviously, you guys completed your trick play, but just overall, the full special or whatever, Philly special or whatever you guys call it. And, Foles was my quarterback actually at the University of Arizona, and I was going into my junior year. He came over. Willie Tutama was gone then, and Foles was about to take over going into my junior year, and we had a great connection going. And unfortunately, I had back surgery and missed my whole junior year, and I never got to play with Nick Foles, and I really wish I had that opportunity to do that in college, but it just stunk that I had to miss my junior year. But we had such a great connection in the spring game. I had like 8 catches, 100 yards in the spring game with Foles, and we would have dominated, that's for sure. But unfortunately, we didn't get that connection. Then he beat me in that Super Bowl.
You know, I'm curious, Gronk, because you won a few Super Bowls. What is it like going into a game, and you've played in so many, what is it like for you when you lose one? I mean, what is the feeling that you have when you lose one?
That's a tough feeling, actually, when you lose one.
Seriously?
I mean,
though you won one? Even though you won
one?
Oh, no.
Well, I won the first one I was at. We lost to the Giants, actually, in what was it, 2011?
Okay.
2012
Super
Bowl.
Oh, so that was your first one.
That was my first one I've ever went to. So that one stung for sure, man. And it was tough because I rolled my ankle, basically broke it the week before versus the Baltimore Ravens in the AFC Championship game. And then barely played in that Super Bowl, only about like 20, 25 plays, and didn't really have that much of an impact. So just that whole routine, that whole week leading up to it, was kind of like not that great of a feeling. It wasn't It wasn't that great of a week because I was injured, all the injury questions. You know, you're not feeling yourself because you're beat up. You don't even know if you're going to play in the game because of my ankle. So I kind of just trying to erase that memory. I almost caught that Hail Mary. I believe it would have never came down to a Hail Mary if I was fully healthy because I was having such a great year that year as well. But And then it stings, though. It stings. You put all that work in, you get to a Super Bowl, and then you lose it. Man, it stings for a little bit, that's for sure. It stings so much that the only thing in your mind is that you want to go back and win a Super Bowl because it stings that much when you lose.
Well, that's where the Eagles are at right now. They lost last year, trying to get back. Best record, but there's some issues, right? The defense has not been as good this year, and the offense is kind of sputtering. Like, what do you see when you watch the Eagles? Because we love Jalen Hurts, but it seems like they're in a little tough spot of their season right now.
You know, they've been all over the place. They have the best record in the NFL, which is pretty impressive, that's for sure. But, like, that loss to the Jets, I mean, that kind of made the Philadelphia Eagles like, hey, is their record really not what it's really supposed to be, or is it really supposed to be that? You know, and then they beat the Cowboys, right? So then everyone's like, oh, yeah, the Eagles are strong. And then they took that beating from the San Francisco 49ers. I mean, that was a tough loss for sure. I think they have a great team, solid coaching, that's for sure. They're pulling away with the wins when they need to pull away with the wins, even though some of the games they shouldn't have won, they still pull away, and that's what makes a good team, though. And in the end, it's about how they come together, I would say, coming into the playoffs. If they can put all the pieces together, because you've seen all the pieces hit this year, the defense as well, A.J. Brown going off for all those games, and all of a sudden he doesn't have a game with so many yards, the offense is clicking. But if they can put all the pieces together, if they want to have a chance to win it all the pieces have to hit every single week throughout the playoffs.
Rob, what do you think of Jalen Hurts? So, you know, he's a guy that when he first got here, most people in this city didn't believe he was a guy or the guy or a starter, and he's evolved to being an MVP candidate now.
Yes, he's definitely the guy, man. He's an unbelievable talent. He can run the ball. He can dictate what's going on out there on the field. Also, just his presence, too, just how calm he is as well. That's what you want in a quarterback. You want a quarterback that has calmness in the pocket, but also presents himself with a big impact, and that's what he does. And also just his character, man. He represents himself super well. He's a great quarterback for the league. He's a great role model for the kids out there. He's a great role model for everyone as well. And he even got his position taken away from him when he was at Alabama, went to Oklahoma. That didn't stop him, man. So that builds more character, too, when that happens. And I'm pretty sure that might be why he's such a humble guy and such a well-likable guy, because he's got it taken away from him at Alabama, and he kept fighting back, and now he's a Pro Bowl quarterback with the Philadelphia Eagles and on the best team in the league. So he's the guy for sure, and he's a great quarterback, great character.
He is. Rob, before we let you go, we know you're a busy guy running around Media Row here. Tell us about what you got going on here. You're gifting vehicles to deserving Army and Navy families. This is awesome ahead of the game here.
Yes, I am. Actually, I'm here on behalf of USAA. If you haven't seen all my commercials yet, if you're a football
fan. Yeah,
Rob,
we see you.
We see you, dog.
I'm still not a member, though, and I keep fighting to be a member, and I fought even harder today to be a member because I gave away two vehicles to two well-deserved veterans for our military. One was a Navy veteran, the other one was an Army veteran, and their families were there as well. And they got it's a program through the USAA called the Recycle Ride. So I had the honor to hand over the keys, gift them the cars today, and just to see the smiles.
That's pretty cool.
To see the smile, it was really cool, man. And to see the smiles on the military families and the veterans' families and the veterans that are well, they were well-deserved for them, though, and just to see the smiles and the joy, man, it's something special, man. It helps them out, helps the family out, and just helps, you know, America out, man. It's just so great.
No, it is. Awesome cause. Rob, we thank you so much for sitting down with us, and enjoy the rest of the season. Enjoy retirement, man.
Awesome, guys. I am, man. I'll keep enjoying it, man. And you guys as well. Hugh, you keep enjoying retirement, too, man.
Yes, I am. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying talking to guys like you and working on the radio, dude. It was cool talking to you. Really
was. You guys are great. Thank you.
Appreciate
it. There he goes. Rob Gronkowski.
Go Patriots.
No, there he goes. Rob Gronkowski.
I had to say something.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, we appreciate Rob's time there, of course, with USAA and a great cause there, talking about that and everything with the Eagles team. So he's still very high on this Eagles team, Hugh, even though last week was not good. How about that? The thing that struck me the most talking to him, Hugh, was that he wishes he could have played with Nick Foles.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
what you got from that?
Yeah.
I thought he meant in college.
No, but in just in general, he obviously they were teammates in college.
But when you said it, I immediately thought, like, I was thinking at Nick Foles as an Eagle.
For a guy who played with the
greatest
quarterback of all time, and say, I wish I got to actually play in some games with Nick Foles. That's certainly
impressive.
Yeah, it is. I mean, maybe he saw it. He saw what Nick could do before any of us knew who the heck Nick Foles was. 215-592-9494 for back to the phones. And then we got to guess the takes here for week number 14 in the NFL. Mark is in Pittsgrove. Mark is on WIP. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. First of all, I think you should dedicate this show to Howard Eskin, because you've got nothing but morons and dopes from Dallas calling in and irritating everybody in the listening area.
Eskin, you're a dope, okay?
We have a lot of people trying to be Howards. I mean, that's obviously what we're doing here.
Howard is the man.
Yeah, I hear you.
So the other thing is,